As a listener of Horrible Decisions, I feel like you know how important it is to spice up your sex life. And that's exactly why Adam and Eve has partnered with us to sponsor today's episode. So adamandeve.com has a code, WD50, where you get 50% off of any item. And I just used it my goddamn self. I bought the Booty Butt Plug Training Camp. I told you guys about it last week. And I just used it. It's anal dilators. I'm on the middle piece. My asshole's like totally spreading open now for some dick. It's fucking amazing. I just want to tell you guys about some other stuff I ordered. I ordered some pleasure tape. It's a little bit safer than handcuffs, right? It sticks to itself. And I also got a pocket pussy for someone. I'm super excited to use it on him. It's a great thing to masturbate with. It has ridges in it. It's fucking amazing. It's super dope. Use WD50, all right? AdamandEve.com. Show your support for the show. Go and explore. Today's episode is all about BDSM and submission and dominance. They even have a book on there if you type in BDSM that will kind of just be your guide into getting into it. But I want you guys to go on there, find a sex toy you like, and write us. Tell us how it was. We want you to have a horrible time. AdamandEve.com, code WD50. Show your support for the show.
What's up? Welcome to the show. I really wanted to start Kiki. Do you love
me? We all
me?
Did.
Are you right?
I put it almost like in there and I was like, I feel like we should take it out.
No, I don't give a fuck. We're Kiki. Do you love? Clearly, y'all know our guest name today is Kiki, y'all. But hi, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
I'm Wheezy.
And we are joined today by a wonderful person. It's crazy because y'all think we Kiki. Kinky Kiki, if I could say that. Her Twitter name and Instagram name has kink in it.
Kinks with Kiki.
Kinks with Kiki is who we are joined by today.
I saw a hand behind.
There's a statue. What you thought it was? A dildo?
I mean, I didn't know if she brought a prop.
I didn't like what.
No, did you? I did not.
This ain't no prop, right?
No. Okay, I just don't know. Like, you know, your Instagram is like on some level that I can't understand.
Okay.
I mean, not understand. I can't be as open with.
Yeah.
Even though I'm into everything.
Gotcha. You are super. So I guess before we start and before we get into our icebreaker, we kind of like to introduce kind of. So you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Kiki. Like they said, I am Kinks with Kiki on Tumblr, everything. Instagram,
are you
Twitter.
A Tumblr? You must throw some nasty shit.
Tumblr is like Pornhub, low key. Like,
it is.
I'm not going to lie. I go in there and there's like certain people that I watch and they have actual Tumblr. They be having full out sex on
I
Tumblr,
get my
bro.
Best, my best, best info from Tumblr.
If you
Tumblr.
Want good amateur porn, guys, this is just,
yes.
Create a Tumblr account.
Actually, when Mandy and I were talking about like social media strategy and stuff for Horrible Decisions, we talked about Tumblr, and I was like, I've never really used Tumblr. And I got on there, I was like, oh, I can't handle this.
Yeah, we go.
Niggas gonna be like, show your fucking pussy, bitch.
Yeah, that's basically what they do. No, so you seriously. Have to like, yeah, you have seriously. To really be careful about it because people are like running your DMs and be like, dick pic.
I'm like, they running our DMs on Instagram.
You know,
I'm dick pic.
Same.
That's why I was private.
Mail. I just like, don't expect me to respond to it.
I've had
and don't send me
stuff.
Your dick multiple times. If I didn't respond to the first dick, the third dick ain't gonna get me to respond either.
Yeah. We have had a guest on this show, I'll tell you later, Mandy, that keeps sending me their penis.
Oh my god.
I have one too, but it doesn't count. So I will say
you have a guest on the show that's sending you.
Yeah, that but he doesn't really send me his dick. So
Oh my god, the same person.
No, King Noir sends me a lot of his videos.
That don't count, bitch. He's a porn star. Oh.
Exactly.
I
love him though.
His dick is beautiful.
I am so mad.
I'd be like,
why
god
wasn't
damn,
I was
your
in Japan
nice.
When y'all recorded and like so we didn't really do much video at that time.
Yeah,
but like
we
once I saw the clips and the props he brought, I'm like, first of all, I'm the sub.
She got so jealous. But we're gonna have King Noir again on if Ooh. Whenever he comes back up here. But
I'm
his dick
his
is beautiful.
Yeah,
but
is.
Now I want to know who's what dick is it? A brown dick? Well, that doesn't help because we only had one white dick.
I gotta tell you.
Is it a light skin dick or a dark skin dick?
Let me just type it in.
Oh wait, is a dick that I care about?
Don't say anything that lets people
I'm
know
not.
Who this is.
Hold on, who is it?
A dick that I Hold care on. About.
Oh, that's not surprising. Okay. Well,
all right.
But that's not even surprising. Is it big?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
shit.
Is it really his dick? But he
exactly.
got
exactly.
But he stop. But nah, he got big dick energy. So
he
I mean, he got that BDE. That's what we
yes.
call it now.
So it was like I was just chilling one that's day so, talking about bro. On Instagram how I was like having a bad day, and this nigga was like,
"Here goes my dick." No, bro. Pop it up. That's supposed to make you better.
I honestly wrote back, LOL.
Oh, shit. Wait, that was your response? And he's still sending you dick pics?
Bro, he just be sending me, dick pics. Or, him fucking and just be, because I think he just knows that, and I really appreciate it.
That's okay. Well, we're not going to keep talking about it, because I feel like everybody going to start guessing now, and they probably going to get it right.
It's not who you think it is.
It's not who you think it is. Okay, so with Kinks with Kiki, where does the name come from? Why are you Kinks with Kiki?
So, because of my name, my nickname, one of my nicknames is Kiki. Kinks, because I'm into virtually everything. So.
Yes, virtually everything. Me too, sis.
What do you do digitally?
So, it talks about all types of kinks, because I'm into a lot of kinky shit. I was in a BDSM relationship for almost 3 years.
Yes.
By the way, Kiki is black.
Yes, I am.
I just want y'all to know that.
Because don't think that this is white people shit.
They always say I'm also WPS.
Well, we got video now, so they can see. Sis got the cut life haircut and everything.
Yes. Okay. My stylist in Brooklyn, she lit.
So you have a show as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so.
Very new. I just started maybe a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And congrats. Each week. Thank you. Each week, I talk about a different kink.
Yes. Oh, so you're like us. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Cool.
Bitch.
You know, wonder where you got that idea from.
Really, it gets gory because I'm going to eventually talk about knife play and blood play.
Yeah. Wait, oh, you're into that.
No. I'm curious about
okay.
It is.
So
I'm curious
one episode
about knife play.
Each week is surrounded by a total, one.
A completely different cool.
Kink. And it's the whole episode that's specific.
And I'm by
to
myself.
That.
So it's it's really quick. I talk about shit's going on with me for the week, my mood of the week. And then I talk about the kink. And if I have experience, I'll give the full detailed story about
it. I listened to one today, The Submissive Feminist. I didn't listen the whole way through. But I want to say, I really applaud you for being alone on a podcast. Because
yes,
I get it's a very underrated thing to do. And one of the most successful podcasts I know is Lovecast by Dan Savage. I quote him a lot on the show with the monogamish thing. He does it alone and is so good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I walk into the studio when me and Mandy have conflicting schedules alone and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Right.
And we still have guests. So it's for you to sit there with your setup, with your mic, and just talk without input from someone else. I know that could be just hard. I feel like that's why I don't do Instagram videos.
It's Insta Live, really.
Yeah, it really is.
But Insta Live, you still have the interaction with other people, too.
True.
That's who you're talking to. Yeah.
That helps. It just helps because I know what I'm talking about, because a lot of it is based around my experience. So I'm like, oh, let me tell you what I did and how I handled this and what I did.
Yeah. But Kiki, that's a great way to do a podcast because, we have to split money. Yeah. To be 100, think about if you fucking blow up, you got to do your own shit by yourself.
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing to do. I mean, I think another thing too with...
But she also doing all the expenses.
That is true.
Right.
So,
doing something that, though, it's very nice to have one person with one thought and then you just kind of bring in the guests as you please. Because me and Mandy think two different ways, which is
way different.
Which is what gives the variety on the show. But if I'm coming for kink, it's kind of all I want, bro.
Yeah.
Tell me about this shit.
It's cool. So, I guess we're going to go through with our icebreakers, even though you kinky as shit and we ain't even really got to break the ice with your ass. We're going to go ahead and break the ice.
I only have two questions for you.
Okay. Well, then I'll probably think of another one. Just randomly.
I only have these two questions because I feel like they could be stories and I really want them. Have you ever tasted yourself? And I ask you this because I want to know if someone's made you and how that kind of...
I have.
In what way?
Me fingering myself, him fingering me, her fingering me.
Hey.
Have you ever had to been told to taste someone else?
Yes. Him, her, the other her. It was because I was in, it was almost polyamorous, but not really. But he had multiple subs. And we eventually, transferred into sex slaves. It's levels.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. Don't give it too much. Don't give it too much. There's levels to this show. Yeah. We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
But yeah, I have.
Have you ever taken a hoe bath?
Yes.
Now tell her, I want to know, was yours a baby wipe or a sink hoe bath?
Mine was a sink
hoe bath. I like the sink hoe bath. The baby wipe ain't really a hoe bath.
It's not.
Bath,
I've used
bro.
The
that's
baby wipe too, but.
Bro, that's a wipe of the pussy.
With it is. You'd be shocked.
Bro, who is bathing
no,
with wipes?
No, I can't bathe with the wipe.
There has to be water involved, bro.
Bro, think about
it. We're not talking about the homeless.
I'm not kidding with you. Listen, when I was at the sex party and chicks were rotating, I watched them just wipe down, put the wipe in, and go to the next dude.
That's different. That's wiping your juices and stuff. A whole bath is
Well, what's a whole bath to you then?
Okay, so a whole bath, because I'd have had the two. So to me, a whole bath is either A, just jumping in the shower, but just to wipe, to just wash your pussy. Like, so that's a whole bath because you're not washing your face. You're not doing the whole body. You literally just jumping in the shower.
You're doing a whole bath twice. Yeah. That,
or you do the sink version, yes, which is just taking a washcloth, going up under the sink with some
but
warm
see,
water.
But see, that's more of a whole bath to me because, like, if it's a shower, it's a shower.
Yeah.
But no,
but it's a whole bath. It's a whole shower.
But see, a shower to me is you washing your whole body because you just standing in water isn't cleansing anything.
Right.
So it's turning into a whole bath when you jump into the shower just to focus on your genitals.
Yep.
I guess.
You know?
I feel you.
Because even if you don't have a shower, you're not all the way clean.
But you have to leave the shower like 5 minutes, maybe.
You don't have, like, a shower available. You got to fucking think quick.
Let's do the sink. I think sink. The wipes, we have to make another name for that.
My homegirl that I went to Woodstock with one year actually was about to get some dick. And the shower facilities at 4 a.m. at Woodstock were crazy, right? Because the festival's over.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody's trying to take a shower. She's like, bitch, I'm about to get this dick. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, finding a Poland Spring. Let's get the water hose. I'm like, bitch, you better get up in there.
That's real.
He was fine as hell. And he was like, you ready? I was like, get it!
Yeah, I don't even know how people, like, have sex after, like, the club
or being out all day.
Like, you have to take a whole bath.
Yeah.
Or, like, even when I have to go, like...
Niggas be knowing, too.
Like, can I use the bathroom? I was about to say, bitch, I gotta go to the bathroom. And it's not because I gotta
be smelling like, what's that fucking blue Irish
Spring? Oh, my God.
He's like, it is my shit. Be having to blue pick some flakes in my ass. And I'd be too drunk to really fucking wash my ass.
Yes.
All right.
And it's crazy because there's like, there are wipes and stuff for the bathroom. So you have the Eve or whatever that's
called.
So
I carry the Always wipes because they're a little bit better than the Eve.
Lamisol as well has.
Lamisol?
So Lamisol is kind of what the Puerto Ricans use. It is like the Dominicans and shit. If you go in a shower and your friend is Hispanic, they got like, it's like Lamisol, but it looked like Lysol, but it's not. It's called Lamisol. Shit. It's like pussy wash. It's literally just for your pussy.
Really?
And a lot of Hispanics use it because they don't put soap down there. So,
bitch, you don't even fuck Spanish niggas.
Bitch, but I'm friends with Hispanic women.
You, like, they were telling you about the fucking secrets of pussy Lysol.
Right. Yeah, like, but I also learned it when we did, like, when I did the class on sex in my last semester. Talked about women's health, and at one point, cleaning your pussy with one of those things was looked at as a way of birth control.
Like, oh shit!
Because they thought that they could bitch, wash their dead. Pussy out of
well, we know. Well, listen,
know that
Latina's got all the kids.
Exactly.
So clearly that
does not matter.
Clearly that wasn't working for their asses.
I swear to God, one of my homegirls said to me, "There was this chick we wait, let me not tell too much, but we knew this girl. We had about four kids, and she was like, I'm just convinced this whole like to be pregnant.
You know what? But
because they get all the attention. Fertile. She was like, she gets a bunch of attention when she's pregnant. She was like, this is just a Bronx Puerto Rican thing, bitch. She was like, that whole love being pregnant.
I think
they make it. They got the baby shower. They love that party. And everybody knows Spanish baby shower be lit.
Yeah, like, no, like, it'd be a party.
It's a party.
The same
for
way,
a few days.
She's like, her nigga probably don't cheat on her while she's pregnant.
It's the same way a 1-year-old birthday party is lit.
Yes.
Black people. Why are we playing spades and
getting
liquor bottles for a 1-year-old birthday?
It's at the birthday party.
Color because have you ever been to an Indian party?
No.
Lit.
Really?
They party fucking hard, man.
But like a wedding or just a party?
Weddings, Indian parties, they party all fucking night. Bunch of food, just like they're colored people.
This must be different than Bangalore because my whole building is full of Bangli. And is Bangli the word? Bangladesh?
I have no
idea. From Bangladesh. And
I've been to Indians like Mumbai, like them Bombay, like those Indians, like they be fucking lit, my nigga.
Really?
Well, East, what
they
about
brown,
West
bitch.
Indians? They brown.
They black.
Food be seasoned. They be like,
yeah.
But in their own way.
Real quick, can I ask a question? And this is really, really off topic, but real quick, I'm going to squeeze this in there because I kind of had a problem and I kind of would like your opinion on it. So I just got back from Chicago for training with my new job.
Okay.
And of course, they had a whole fucking section on diversity and inclusiveness. So we're all feeling like we're fucking diversity hires. So... corporate America.
Yeah.
So this Asian decides to speak in front of the crowd of all new hires, and she pretty much openly talks about how she's racist towards white people because of her experience.
Oh,
but the entire time, she's referring to herself as a POC. And I just want to know.
She is.
Are Asians POC when they're the majority
in
the world?
They are 100% POC.
They are.
Listen. Asians have a lot of discrimination everywhere. Think about how we even, they like, take up, I hate most to say this, world, but though, how many times you go to nail place and not do the voice?
I don't know.
No. Exactly.
But that's an attitude.
Every time I get Chinese food and they get an attitude, I'd be like, right after that. I'm like, we are all have it in us. And
true.
I'm telling you.
No, but yeah, okay.
They're yellow, though. But also remember,
but,
this.
Ooh, and they're very racist.
But I was told not to call
other
them yellow. I called them yellow on Carla's podcast, and she was, the whole room was just looking at me like, bitch, you just called them yellow.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if Indians are brown, if we're black.
Can you call Asians yellow?
You're not supposed to.
Well, I said it.
You're not supposed to, right? I mean, we said
politically incorrect.
It's the same thing as calling them chink, bro.
I feel bad because now my mom calls it, my mom's, by the way, my mom's late 60s. My mom be like, you know, those Orientals.
Oh, no. Orientals? I have not heard that word in a,
right.
Or God,
she knows. Yeah, I was like, that's that generation, definitely.
Asians absolutely are people of color. Yeah. And a lot of people don't recognize that because they're fair skinned. But you got to remember, and you lived in Asia. Think about how the geishas paint their face white.
Right.
There's a lot of Asians that are darker skinned that face discrimination because
they
lower tiered class.
And they call themselves jungle
when
Asians.
I was in Thailand, they were very dark in Thailand.
I know. Well, the jungle Asians. I went to Thailand, right. Thailand, Malay, and the Philippines had the darkest of Asians.
And those are what's classified.
And they was the coolest ones. So fuck that.
Right.
Them niggas was the coolest Asians. I ain't like the little white Asians. They was nasty with their rude asses. Anyway, we
little white Asians.
Sorry for our Asian listeners.
I have one more question that I didn't want to really include because I wondered if it was too gross, but fuck it.
Fuck, there's nothing. She's a kink.
So I want to know, have you ever thrown up during sex? And I asked that because
you told
the
story.
Fucking. Oh. No, the face fucking.
I have.
Do you like that?
Face fucking?
No, girl. Throw up part.
No.
I was watching porn too.
He made him do it and I couldn't watch it.
Did he want that?
Well, he was a sadist, so he actually wanted it. But when he realized I was uncomfortable, he was like, okay, we can go clean up now. I'm like, please.
Like, because you threw up with chunks?
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Was he white? Sex?
Yeah.
And how? Where did it all go? Did you keep going?
I was on the floor, so it went like all over the floor.
Was it, girl, it was New York, so you had wood floors, right? That shit was easy moppable.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers with carpets thinking like, oh no, bitch, you're not throwing up on the carpet.
You're not throwing anything on the carpet, actually.
Your whole wall tile.
Yeah.
Tile. But yeah, like, definitely it was like all over the floor and he cleaned it up and I was like done. Like,
but
I didn't
he
even
was turned on by it?
He was.
Neither.
He was a kinky.
Was he
fucker.
White?
No, he's black.
Dog, we talk, black people do this shit.
They do.
Know,
it's,
know,
just, it's not talked about. That's
just
problem.
The throw up part I felt not, like was white.
Like, he put me on to everything and he was black.
I actually hate to even gag. So I'll like
really?
Hit the
I
fuck
like
out
the
of
gagging,
a nigga's stomach.
But...
like when, like if I'm giving you head and now you're doing it somewhere,
like, feel like you're gonna
I feel
throw
like
up?
I'm gagging, I'll
But gagging is what
no,
keeps
I'm hitting
it
the
wet.
Fuck out of you. You gotta move. There's a way to do it to where you can control the gag to where it's not a real gag.
Right.
But if a guy is literally fucking your mouth and you're no longer in control of your throat or where your tongue is, then that gagging.
Okay, wait. But what if you do it yourself and
you
you're
can
gagging?
Control the gag? I don't get. I can. I put it just enough to the back of my throat where saliva is being created.
I like gagging.
But I hate gagging. I feel like I'm about to die. I'm not finna die sucking your dick, bruh.
No. But you have deep throat training, you know? Too.
I
like,
know,
that
I'm,
keeps you.
I do, girl. As long
that
as you
keeps
know, girl.
You. That keeps you from, like, that helps you control your gag.
It keeps you
like,
from dying.
Reflex, too.
Okay. It keeps you from dying. It keeps you from dying with a dick in your mouth.
So let's get into the kink of the week. And I am really excited about this. I want to know your experience with it. And it's something that I've recently been doing with Jeeves.
We brought up a couple times on
and,
the show, too.
We have, but we've never really described it the whole way through.
Okay.
DDLG, Daddy Dom, Little Girl, right? So one person is the caregiver and the other person is childlike. And it's not a father-daughter thing. But I have some quotes that they had on, like, Urban Dictionary that I want to read. And maybe some of you have been doing this and don't even realize it. Daddy, have I been a good girl? I miss my daddy so much. Daddy's going to give you a spanking for being such a bad girl today. A lot of times, I feel like even during sex, we're doing this play and don't even fucking realize it. But have you ever had a full-on DDLG relationship? Have you ever been... By the way, I'm sorry, they're called littles.
Yes.
So they'll say your name with little. Or
I was literally just talking about this. I kid you not. Like, I was trying to think of my next episode, and I know a little. She lives in Brooklyn, and I want to talk to her about in detail what it's like to be a full-on little. I never experienced a relationship, but my dominant, I called him daddy. Like, that was his, it was either daddy or master, but that's neither here nor
the master. We gonna get into that, girl. Goddamn.
But yeah, I called him daddy. I didn't consider myself a little, but he would say those things
would
to
he call
me.
You little Kiki?
He would call me, who would actually call me by my middle name, which I don't want to say.
You ain't got to say.
No. I mean, Jeeves was calling me little and my name.
The other name he would or call me was pretty, and sometimes he would call me little one. And I liked it. Like, I was not into
the
whole.
Too.
Yeah, I wasn't into the whole, like, diapers and pacifiers. Like, that wasn't for me.
That's
like,
part of it, but I yeah. didn't. I honestly always thought that was it. So, like, the dialogue that I had been starting, or we had been starting, he started telling me, hey, like, I was dating this girl who was a little, and he told me, because I like the way he talks to me.
Yes.
And
it's
then
fun.
I was, like, Googling it, and I'm like, oh, this bitch like binkies and shit.
That was like, I'm bitch, like, is that an adult onesie? Like, what the
and
fuck
it's
am I
like
supposed
not
to do with
that
this?
Serious. So, like, it could be like on the more vanilla side of the kid.
And it
so
really is like as
oh, well,
far
so y'all are teenagers instead of oh child.
No, but actually, the problem is it's a lot of teenagers doing it these days, and it is a fucking problem.
What,
like everyone under 18, there's like the daddy dom little girl. Like dynamic
because I do want to I want to mention that to our listeners when we're doing the talking about the DDLG kink it is adults that are doing
it's
this
supposed
in both senses.
To be adults
it's supposed to be
18
adults.
And older
18 and older yeah. And there doesn't even necessarily have to be an age difference because I find myself even with my partners where maybe I may be the older one
right
depending on how big that dick is I may be calling him daddy so I feel like when we're talking about this even when we're
eight and under you ain't my father. You are not my father with that tiny little medium dick.
No. You can't call a nigga daddy.
Oh, sorry, we're little dick shaming again.
Oh, so they be coming for us too. So I told y'all, there's girls out here that like y'all little dick niggas. We just don't.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The things that I consider shaming are kink shaming, fat shaming,
mm-hmm.
body shaming,
mm-hmm,
and even to one degree, I mentioned on an episode with someone that I liked a tiny little tucked in pussy, and I felt guilty about that.
Oh yeah, we did.
This
get
girl wrote me,
that.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't
have
said that.
She was like, you pussy shaming.
I was like, you know what I am. But dick shaming, I'm going to go, but.
Fuck y'all niggas. Let me stop. No, but there
no,
are.
Keep listening. I'm sorry. Keep being a patron. I'm sorry. We need your dick.
Sorry. No, we have a lot of male listeners, so we don't want to let y'all feel shame. But when we are talking about this kink, for y'all motherfuckers who was out here dating these high schoolers that I ain't seen
exactly.
yet. We not talking to you.
Okay, fairly. AKA.
What do you mean, AKA?
We was dating niggas that was grown.
We was dating niggas. Pedophiles. We were dating
I mean, no.
Pedophiles.
You know what? I never was into fetishes like that at the time. And I honestly think that might have freaked me out. Like, if someone older than me, when
was
I was
with you because they knew you were younger.
Yeah.
That's
creepy. And he's a creep. He's a fucking pedophile.
So, like since you guys have been more on the little side, clearly I just call it if they paying my bills or got a big dick. So, I'm not really into this kink like that. But as a little, psychologically, how do you prepare yourself? Or like the quotes that you just said. When you talk to him, what are other things that are said? What role are you guys
so
taking
I'm not gonna
on?
Lie, I edge it on a lot, like mm-hmm. and so like he knows when it's coming. So like I'll say something like it could be a random text and I'd be like, Daddy, you'd be so proud of me. I did blah 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 today.
So you go into your little space.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
A little space.
It's called a little space. It's like when you it's almost like when you turn off the adult. And you become that little girl who wants the approval of their daddy and you want that recognition and like, hey, daddy, pay attention to me and
yeah.
love me and let me sit on your lap. Like, that's really what it's all about, even though you're adults doing
right.
this. But you go into a little space where you don't talk about work and don't talk about bills and money and adult shit. You just want to be with your daddy.
But also, like, I think what's cool about it is it's a form of submission,
mm-hmm.
right? Because,
yes.
like... Sometimes they'd be like, be a good little girl, go to the bathroom and
yes.
take a picture of your pussy and show me.
Absolutely.
Show daddy. And like, it's a lot of them referring to themselves as daddy.
Yes.
And that's kind of how I know when it's starting.
Yeah.
Because it's never like, hey, can you blah, blah, blah. Like, daddy wants you to X, Y, Z.
Right. Yeah. That's legit. Like, that's exactly how it starts. I haven't talked to anyone who's just like, that's their relationship fully. Right. Like, this is my boyfriend. I'm his girlfriend. Right. But, like, I'm a little 24/7 with him. I haven't met anyone like that. Well, I did meet her, but I have to talk
now,
to her.
Now, can I ask you guys a question? Because I know your relationship, so it may, clearly that's not the case. When women are looking to play this role, does it come psychologically from an era where maybe they didn't feel this with their dad? Are there daddy issues involved with this kink at all? Like, do you feel like it's related psychologically to growing up or nothing
so.
At all?
No, I
don't
think so.
It's
just a form of power.
It is. Okay. Like, you, being a submissive, you want to relinquish your power to your dominant.
She says that
yeah,
a lot.
Like, that's what it basically is because, like, I My father's at home with my mother. I never had any daddy issues. Like, okay. I'm really, really close with my dad. He's like one of my best friends. So,
same.
Yeah, it
for,
just.
For
it,
her, not for right. me. That's probably why I don't like using daddy. They pay my bills.
Honestly,
that was the relationship with my daddy, child support and giving us birthdays. So, all the niggas that give me money is daddy, goddamn. That's all they is.
Gotcha.
You know, you're making me think of something. I interviewed Jessie Wu. You guys will hear it soon at some time, her and Sam White. And we were talking about how sexual trauma has affected both of us in different ways. Mm. So when we went on Brilliant Idiots and I was talking about these things and talking about submission or being spit on or whatever, he's like, what kind of fucked up childhood
did
you have or whatever?
He brought that up.
Really?
Yeah,
people on YouTube do that a lot. But Jesse was talking about problems orgasming oh. because of trauma. And mm-hmm. I was saying I've had sexual trauma and am able to relinquish right. power and things like that and don't feel that. So it could be both sides. You could either really not be that sexual, be very sexual.
Right.
It's not like there's this direct correlation or that we're disgusting because I'm calling someone daddy. And right. the funny thing is with the DDLG thing, like a lot of women use daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Which
sure
I mean,
do.
All the time.
Zaddy, actually.
It's a very
zaddy.
I honestly think daddy could be as common as saying like babe during sex. Like, oh yeah, daddy
it
fucking
is.
Harder.
It really is.
I'm just taking it a little bit further. So.
Like every you woman I know in some sense, they call their boyfriends or husbands zaddy or daddy.
Zaddy.
Yeah. Sure.
Zaddy.
It's just, it's a thing.
Zaddy. No, I do be. No, I do. Gotta, you know, make it a little sexy and stuff when you say it.
So as much as like, I want to keep talking about daddy. And
I do. Let's get into the but horrible
we
decision,
got to.
Bro, because we got a lot to talk about.
I don't know
about.
What to call this horrible decision. I want to call it Black BSM. I want to call it Sex Slave.
We going to maybe come up with something.
I have no idea because there's just so
master
much
daddy.
To
there's
so much
daddy.
To unpack. You know what I'm saying? What you yeah. got going on. So I want to talk about your first experience. Can you tell us like how you got introduced?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So it was 2014. And
you were how old?
I was 20.
How old are you now?
Seven. I'm 30.
Okay.
Turning 31. So I think I was 27.
Oh, this is new. 3 years ago, bitch.
Yeah, it's right, very new.
Okay,
a
on.
Lot of shit has happened in three
wow.
years.
Come
but
on.
It was 2014. He classifies as a dominant master. Like, he's just that personality. He introduced me to it. And at first, I was like, nigga, no. Like, I'm nobody's sub. Like, I'm not calling you daddy. I'm not calling you master. Fuck you.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about it because I was ignorant to BDSM. So in my mind, I was like, okay, so you want to tie me up and beat me. What's wrong with you?
You want to be disrespectful.
Right.
Right.
And
which
he
a lot
was
of
like,
people think.
Yeah. And he was like, no, that's not the case. And when he educated me on it, he was like persistent. He was like, I really want to do this with you. And I'm like, I don't know. So I was kind of standoffish for maybe like 6 months. I just got some info.
Wow.
Yeah. I was not here
and
for
as
it.
You know now, right? Like, that's a big part of who I am. Like, I yeah. can go 6 months without being submissive.
Oh, no. I'm going to be fucking somebody
And that's exactly.
else.
But, well, that's another story. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So the fact that he, like, held that part out.
Yeah. Wait, so man. It was, he was like, I just really want you to try it. And it, like, 6 months of convincing, I started in, like, maybe February 2015.
Well, even with the convincing, clearly, even when you were like, okay, you guys started out slow.
We
I
started
assume.
Out very
so what
slow.
Was, what would be considered vanilla BDSM? What things did he do to start you to edge your way into more extreme BDSM?
Getting into the habit of calling him sir.
Ooh.
And I'm Southern. Like, I'm from North Carolina. So, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's a thing. Anyway, so I was like, hey, but I'm looking at him like, you ain't nobody's.
Did you watch anything or like read anything?
I did.
What'd you
like
watch?
He sent me so many different articles and like from so many different websites. And he was like, you need to read the roles. Like, it was like rules, the roles of a submissive. And I read them, damn near have them memorized almost to this point. But he introduced me with little things like you said, go show daddy, you know, go in the bathroom, take a picture, show daddy your pussy, or call him sir, or let him know when I'm going to bed. It was little things
okay.
like that he could like kind of
yeah.
control, like let him know when I was going to bed, when I was getting up, what I was going to eat, what I was going
to
wear.
Now, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want to bring up this movie so that you guys can see this for yourself. It's called The Secretary.
I've
seen
it.
Up.
Yeah.
So
that's
going to
be the intro for my next episode.
Dude, it's so lit. So 50 Shades of Grey is the new pop culture BDSM.
Yes.
But what Secretary does, which I really like, is shows you everything almost outside of sex. Like, we didn't see penetration
right.
until the love happened.
Yeah.
So in this movie, she calls him. We just see this phone call go on. And he's like, a scoop of mashed potatoes, one pea, blah, 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 and then all the ice cream you want. And she's like, and that's all we see.
Yep.
And then she's at the dinner table and everybody's like, why the fuck
looking
is she?
At her like she's crazy.
But
yeah.
she listened to him through and out for whatever he said. There
yeah.
was actually a scene toward the end where he asked her not to leave a desk and she pees on herself. She sleeps there.
That's true.
That's
submission.
How submissive she was.
Yeah.
And so what you're talking about is like outside of sex.
Yeah, exactly. Things because it was sex, before yeah. we even had sex. Like we didn't have sex until like maybe 3 months later.
Okay.
But by that time, he had trained me to do, say, and act the way he wanted me to in that relationship. So it was.
I gotta do that.
We interviewed. That's why we're trying to get what's her name? Lisa Spliffson.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Who does sex work, but not penetrative because she's the dom.
Right.
And a lot of people were writing in like she's a liar, and I'm like, y'all just don't know.
No. It was more like fin dom, but the fact that a lot of men, and I get the pleasure for being the dom.
Right.
But a lot of men don't have submissive roles in anything, any part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they seek being dominated from a woman.
Exactly.
But a lot of women, because we're kind of conditioned to be sub,
right.
it's very hard for a lot of women to be dom or to hold that space with a man or to be dominant in that way.
Well, I consider myself a switch. So
that's
are you a switch?
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a switch.
Yeah, I consider myself. I had a submissive man before.
Like, I could maybe do it once or twice, but like, so that's not switching.
No,
enough.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like low-key sadist. So it was like, I loved it.
How often do you switch?
Yeah.
I haven't switched in, it's been a while. Like the last time I switched was like late last year.
And by the way, the term switch is a person that can flip back into the roles of being dominant and submissive. And I find that it's very hard to meet men that are switch. Like I have not.
He was with it. Like he knew I was a submissive, but then he wanted to be submissive. So I just switched into the dom role.
What kind of submissive things did he ask for or want from you?
He liked to be hit. Like, a lot. Like, he
with
liked
what?
To be slapped. He liked to be slapped. Like,
oh, slapped.
With my hand. He liked to be kicked. Like, it was, like, so abusive.
Well, not only that, there's also names involved. So, the way that you guys are, or he wants to be called daddy or sir when he's the dom.
Yeah.
So, my submissive man that I was dealing with mm-hmm. For quite some time, he's, again, the guy I also pissed on. But he used to like to refer to himself as being my bitch.
Okay.
So.
And that's a submissive
and he would
trait.
Like to, he right. would like for me to call him my slut, my bitch. Like, yes. I run shit. So, tell me what you want me to do.
What are words Make that you know do, that are
yeah,
like.
What other words
for
are
men.
There? Do you know? Aside from being a bitch.
I actually used to call him my little one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though he's like fucking 6'4".
Yeah. I was about to say, oh, this nigga's 6'11", sis.
I'm 5'3". Like, I'm like men that want to be submissive.
I love
yeah.
it.
It's just like how they say like cops want to get their fucking asses kicked and like they have that mentality of
right.
like I'm in control all day so I want to like relinquish that mm-hmm. power.
And that was him. He was an attorney.
Hey guys. Today's podcast is also brought to you by The Happy Time Murders. You know the world of Jim Henson, but discover what happens on the other side of the street in the most outrageous R-rated comedy of the summer. I'm super excited to see this movie. I saw the previews and I was dying. Brian Henson, the son of Jim Henson and director of The Muppets Christmas Carol and Muppets Treasure Island, brings us the very R-rated Happy Time Murders, starring Melissa McCarthy as a foul-mouthed detective in a world where puppets and humans coexist. I don't know if I can imagine that, but looking at the previews, I thought it was freaking cute. It's a place where puppets interact with humans in a very adult, sometimes shocking, and ultimately hilarious way. In The Happy Time Murders, Detective Connie Edwards teams up with her puppet partner, Phil Phillips, and goes into the seedy underbelly of Los Angeles to find out who's behind a series of puppet murders. The Happy Time Murders is unapologetically outrageous and co-stars comedy all-stars such as Maya Rudolph, Elizabeth Banks, and Joel McHale. These puppets are no Sesame All Street. See The Happy Time Murders in theaters August 24th. Check it out. Don't forget it. Let us know how you think about it. And let's get back to the show.
I was about to say politicians be the main ones that be out here paying,
getting paid.
Paying for girls to do that.
So every time I say peg now, I swear to God, we did this live show. And
bro, I think pegging is just, our name should be changed to
Pegasus.
Pegging decisions.
No, Pegasus.
Or that.
Pegasus.
So we're at the fucking live show and Mandy and I do this segment for the horrible decision we brought out toys. Mm-hmm. I bring out a ring gag.
Okay.
And Mandy said, and what do y'all think I have? And
the
girl that's
audience.
Sitting in front, shout out to Prelude to a Kids, was like, a pegger?
Oh, shit.
I see that, though.
The whole goddamn crowd.
A pegger?
And it's just like, I haven't even gotten to peg as much as I would like to, because I'm still in baby steps. Like, all right, so I can lick your ass? Yay. What about a finger? I'm still getting excited for a finger. Like, not too many of my present people, like, niggas that are in my phone because I'm only really having sex with 1/2 when
no, I didn't tell you this. I'm sorry to cut you off. I was out and someone asked me about you. I went out. I'm on the train.
Y'all got to stop doing that shit.
She's like, what?
Asking motherfuckers about the next person.
No, like, yeah. I mean, you run into like, you know, fans of the show, yeah, and whatever. So this dude is on the train. We're talking for a little bit. This is like 3 weeks ago. And he says, yo, can I ask you something? And this is after me and him were talking for like 10 minutes. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, what's Mandy's obsession with the booty hole? I said,
oh my God.
What's your obsession with being so curious about her obsession,
right,
with the booty hole?
So it's not, wait, first off, I don't like the thought that I'm obsessed me with, right, a booty hole. Calm down. Actually,
it was weird.
Well, I'll answer that.
Because like, out of all the things to say,
it's not an obsession with a booty hole, though.
Right.
Like, I don't think,
I'm not gonna lie, that.
I do think because I watch gay porn so much and I'm looking at booty holes a lot in gay porn, like, booty holes are actually kind of cute. So
it's a new place on the body to discover that, like,
it is for men.
I've
for
never
sure
heard anybody call it cute.
They do have a little cute. Well, when they shave and it's a nice ass.
Yeah, I don't think the booty holes are cute.
Call it a balloon knot.
Girl, it's a starfish. It's a chocolate starfish. And I feel like the thing with booty holes or my obsession with that comes from me being a dom. So me wanting to put a man in a vulnerable state. And I know that bending a man over or playing with his ass and having his legs up in the air, that's me making it to where he's vulnerable to allow me to do that.
And it's power. It's
always about power.
Because, I mean, I was ready for him to ask me, why am I obsessed with being slapped?
Like, right.
To me, it was the same.
But you have different things. Talk about slap, being drowned, spit on. You got a whole lot.
I've never been drowned.
I know someone who's been drowned.
But I mean, like,
yeah, she was about that life. Like,
I
she was human toilet. So,
and, like, just oh, nah, bitch.
No, oh hell no, not
she was human toilet. So
and she was black.
She's white.
Oh, I knew
see
it.
Why you, oh, so now we draw the line. You want
toilet?
You want to be drowned
was,
in a pool?
I classified
and,
her
hold on,
as
what
a human
niggas
toilet.
Do you know that's doing toilets? Tell me. You know black women
no,
that's going to toilets?
Because okay, this shit was not happening over here.
The fuck? What?
She did it. I wasn't doing it.
Toilet?
Yeah, like.
Nah, bruh.
It's she still water.
Pee in her mouth.
Technically, it's still water.
Pee in her pussy.
Okay,
like
I'm
she would open
pee,
her pussy and have him pee in it.
That's the lemon pie we
that
did with Dr. Kim.
I'm
thing
not about
I
that life. Like, I don't want a UTI.
What was the craziest thing Adam has, or your like crazy experience, something that you were just like, fuck no, like a story that would shock us?
I was caned.
Oh, wait, okay. What? Like
caned, like with the long,
like hazing, like when they haze, like
not a paddle, a cane, okay, like bamboo cane.
And then he hit you with it?
Yeah, for like maybe 2 hours. Like everything from like,
were you getting off?
Everything. Well, I was, but it's kind of hard to get off because eventually, like, you get off later. And I'll explain how, because when you first experience it, it just stinks. It's like, it feels like you're being sliced open and you're being hit repetitively.
Is your pain tolerance high?
No.
Mine's not
so,
either.
Like, I'm crying, like, sometimes snot, like, everything's running down my face. And eventually, you get hit so much, you go numb.
Why did
that's
you,
when the pleasure kicks
were
in.
You only doing this to please him, though?
Yes, he's a sadist. I'm a masochist, and he was a sadist.
But
so
you have
works
to remember. So, a lot of people are going to have your questions.
Yes. Because I'm just like,
are you
girl,
doing
what
this just to please him? The pleasure is pleasing.
Yeah, it was pleasing to me. Like, I
was
satisfying was his pleasure. So I was satisfied too. It's a weird dynamic.
You know, I just.
Like, sadism, masochism.
I get it with sex, but a beating?
Yeah. Like, I was literally tied, like, basically in like an X, a form of an X, and I couldn't.
I want to speak for Mandy. This is not judgment. This is amazement. Shout out to
But yeah,
you know what? I said I have a smaller example of this. I
smaller.
70.
Can we do smaller? Because right now I'm not.
70% of my orgasms are from facials and me touching myself. Sometimes I cannot. Maybe even more than that. Maybe 8 out of 10. I cannot get off until that happens. It doesn't
really
have to be on my face. It could be somewhere on my body.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if something.
Oh,
about
I'm a swallower.
Seeing
so,
it.
Okay. I don't see it like
well,
that.
I like to see it. Like, I need to see it. Like, I want to see it on me. I want to touch it.
Yeah.
I want to like put it in my mouth and like play
I mean,
with
I've
it.
I've eaten it off
that's
cake. So when,
you know,
yeah,
you've eaten sperm off cake.
Wait, I think
yes.
It's clits.
No,
cake.
Off cake, bitch.
And clits.
Wait, you had a nigga come jack off onto a cake
hold
and
on
he feed it to
we
you?
We were just yeah talking
let's
about
talk
this.
About hold on.
That's what I was talking about with Kaz and Low Key.
Let's
being
yeah
fed semen.
Yeah.
Out of a dick.
And it was, I was so fucking turned on from it.
Cause see, I've had a guy come on my ass or my back and wipe it up, and then I lick it off their fingers.
No, this was like so legit.
I feel like that's vanilla. We do that every day. They do that.
Not every day. Calm down. That's a special occasion. That is special occasion action right there.
Special occasion being fed cum?
Yes, because normally, like, it's crazy too. Because so I'll swallow. Like, I swallow pretty much every time. But
really,
it's weird because when they come on me, I'll be like, "Ew, you nasty." I hate cum to be on me. I'll be like, "Ew, you nasty."
Meanwhile, you can swallow it with no problem.
Meanwhile, I've been swallowing your dick every time.
I honestly don't like to swallow because it takes out the joy for me.
Oh, really? No. I'm one of those.
I say all the time, bukkake is my favorite.
But yeah,
like,
you do. But see, I'm also the one to where after they come and they're shivering, and so I'm like getting all excited because I'm slurping them all up. Then I keep sucking it because I know it's enough. And then so I wait till they're like, okay.
Oh, I love when
they're like, okay.
That's like those like light licks when they're like freaking out.
Yes.
What was your favorite submissive experience that you had? Oh. Like, just something that always comes to mind.
Yes.
My favorite was we had a threesome. And I know this sounds crazy.
Keep going. You ain't even going nowhere. Okay. A threesome don't sound crazy.
But no. So we were having a threesome. And as my submission to him, he wanted me to dominate her. Mm. And he was a voyeur, so he just wanted to watch.
I've been asked this from an old
dom. Yeah, I like this. That was so fucking fun. Like, it was so much fun.
Because so you were being a sub and dom at the same time.
At the same time, because it's like, I have on a strap on, like, I'm fucking her. And, like, he's behind me.
He was
like,
directing
in
you.
My ear. It was so fucking sexy.
Hot. That sounds really hot.
That's like when, so I had this story from a girl I used to date. Her name's Colette. I talk about her all the time. We were in a three-way relationship. Yeah. Now she's dating a new dom. So she's having a relationship with this girl she met. They go to the dom's house. He says that they both have to place their hands. And this is kind of typical dom shit, right?
Yeah.
Place their hands down, bent over, getting the spanking. And then while she's watching the spanking happening, he is making her taste the other girl and, like, directing everything that she's supposed to do. Sticking fingers
like
really
that.
Deep.
Get
down her pussy.
That sounds like fun.
And then, like, while... What?
That sounds like fun.
It does.
Oh, you were shaking your head. You're like, that sounds like fun.
I know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Like,
I'm just thinking.
She don't know how to feel right now. She's like,
I'm mad. Well, I'm mad.
My enemy to it was the direction. Like, she was having to go down on the other girl. And right when the girl was about to come, he was telling her, stop.
Been there.
And then was making.
So, like, edging. Making her edge.
Like, not only edging, but kept fuck. Like, not fucking. Sorry. They don't do any penetration. But, like, then started going down on the girl who was doing the eating and making the other girl watch.
I like that.
After it was finished, kissed her, made her taste it. Just like constant like exchanges of power. Like, you could be a dom for a little bit and just took it around.
He was like, yeah, my ex was like that too.
It's so
like,
hot.
He really was.
And
it's,
let me tell you,
really
it's not men that are listening. Like, you ask us all the time about threesomes and how to do things like this. This is something that is a... I don't want anybody for the first time like that's done this. Like, you really need to kind of know what you're doing. You need to
research
it.
Oh,
yeah.
You can. I've been with someone that heard that I liked it, and they were like, "Oh yeah, you want me to tell you?"
Right, yeah, no. And it never works.
So I want to get into, because we've been talking about sub, we've been talking about DDLG. You actually refer to yourself as a former or probably present sex slave.
I was a sex slave.
So what is a sex slave?
So with submission, you have a little bit of like freedom. Like, you still call all of the shots when it comes to, like, big things in your life. And if it's sexual, like, of course, he or she calls the shots.
Okay.
As a sex slave, they call all the shots.
So they're your pimp.
How you... dead ass. Like, they are, because they can loan you out to other masters and other doms.
Oh.
And as a sex slave, I always refer to sex slavery, and I hate to say slavery because
it
sounds so weird.
Sounds bad, especially as blacks. We're like, I signed in to be a sex slave.
You basically give consent to give up consent.
All right, Kanye. You signed up for that shit.
So, like, they determine everything. You walk in the house, master, can I turn on the light? Master, can I go to the bathroom? Master, can I cook? He's like, you're going to wear this today. You're going to eat this today. You're going to eat this much today.
How long were you a sex slave?
Maybe 6 or 7 months. We were in a dom submissive relationship for the longest. And he was like, okay, now I want to have complete
control. Did you ever jump out of the role? Can you jump out of the role?
You can, but it's not something you would want to do because you get punished.
So I guess that's what dubs
are the punishments?
It depends on the, honestly, the master or the dom. Like, his punishments were, like, the drinking out of the toilet. It was taking...
Excuse me. So, sis, have you ever had to drink out of a toilet?
Are you... Are you allowed to have hard limits?
Yes. But you have have to be established very early on. Like, if you're going to go into, like, an MS relationship, you have to talk to your master.
MS being master slave.
Yes, sorry. This is what you're going to do. This is what I'm not willing
to
do.
What are your hard limits?
My hard limit was the toilet.
Okay.
She's like, toilet.
Not drinking that.
Scat play?
I was not into scat play. Thankfully, he wasn't into it either. One of the submissives that he had with me, he made her the whole gag. She was deep throat training, and he wanted to see her do it. And she threw up. He made her eat it. That was her punishment.
Excuse me? He made her eat her throw up back up?
Of course she threw up again. So guess what?
She had to eat up again?
Yeah.
So he made her eat, like, she had to lick it off the floor? Like, how was
like,
this done?
Like, it was on the floor. She was, like, she had one of the...
Bro, shut the fuck
she had
up.
One of the dildos that, like, you know, like, the suction cup.
I am, like, fucking hot in here now. That shit just...
You're so dramatic, bro. You're just so fucking dramatic.
I honestly started feeling like I was gonna gag. I have such a, like, I could throw up on command, bro. I just had to throw water on myself because I thought I was going to fucking throw up.
Disgusting, bro.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Those were punishments.
Did you watch
No. She told me the story. Like, I never... But I watched her do some... I watched her fuck a wine bottle anally. Like, I watched her do some wild shit.
She did what? Is this because he asked her to?
It's because she wanted to.
She wanted to get... Anally she wanted to buy a wine bottle.
She fucked the wine
what
bottle.
What is the wine bottle, bro? Sis, our ass muscles are kind of hard. Like, they strong.
But she was, she was like about that life. Like, 16, 20 inch dildos was like nothing. Like, and they were like this,
Oh, I need her training because my booty hole, I'd be like, no, there's a limit. Small dicks only. Otherwise, just your finger.
Like, if you know,
even
if
a thumb be too big sometimes.
If you're with someone who likes anal sex, then you anal train. You have, like, anal plugs. Wheezy.
Yeah, Wheezy's an anal
Wheezy's,
train.
Like, so bothered right now.
Bro,
like, I'm done.
This is a crazy little lie. So,
only because,
you know,
like, some of this is getting into, like, bacteria. Like, eating throw up off of the floor. Like, getting me physically ill.
I ain't gonna lie. I have a 5-second rule for food.
Toilet.
So, we be eating.
Not in this gross-ass city. I cannot in New York. Like, it's so nasty. Like,
I am not letting a salt and vinegar chip go. Okay? Since if I drop a salt.
It's weird because as a submissive, and I want to get into this conversation, not yet, but the feminist in me is fucking... The fucking feminist in me is bothered hearing that, like...
It's an internal battle. I know exactly how you feel because, like, when she did it, I was just like...
saying that about me.
Really?
How could they not? I would get leashed up.
I mean, I'm with it. I was collared. Like, I got a fucking collar. Like, which
you got walked with a leash?
Yeah. Like, oh, habits die hard. Yeah.
In public or in the house?
No, in the house. But I was collared. I wore a collar everywhere I went. Except for work.
Did it have a little name tag on it?
No, it didn't.
What did it say on it?
It didn't say anything. It was just, it was a show of ownership. Like, it was just a random ass
collar.
How long
were you in this relationship?
I was in a relationship, DS, for maybe a year and a half, MS for like a half a year.
How does that affect you psychologically?
He was fucking horrible. I left him.
He was fucking horrible.
He was still a nigga at the end of the day. So he was.
Oh, he was just trash.
He was trash.
But
like,
I
get it.
Well, in a lot of women refer to niggas being trash because they lie or they cheat. In this master slave dynamic that you had, you said he was allowed to go out and have other subs.
He had three slaves.
Right.
I was just one of them.
Right. So he had three slaves.
Did you live together? Live together?
No.
So he had three other slaves.
He lives in Brooklyn.
And you were sometimes, I don't want to say pimped out, but you were able to be given to other masters.
If he chose. I never did. I'm pretty sure the little white girl did. Because she was about...
Don't do the little white girl like that.
She was about that life.
Well,
like,
most of them
but
are.
But she was gangbang too. So,
okay, like, so to be fair, like, I was going to say, I kind of think, I can see how that's hot. Like, I've got too much of an insecurity to get gangbanged, but I've been talked to like that by my dom during sex and it got me off.
Okay.
So he was like, what if I just surprised you and somebody else came and fucked you? And
I would love that shit.
I would too.
I'm cool. Like, I'm down with
what
that.
What if I made you and blah, 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 and you don't have to tell me about it or take a picture and do this? Like, that shit is sexy. So we're like saying it's crazy, but there's
it just depends on the person.
What makes him what made him trash if he fucking other bitches and can allow and letting you fuck other girls? And if he's your slave, he telling you what's up at all times. So what made him trash?
He was a bad person. You can be a good dom, you can be a good master, but you can be a shitty man to a woman. he was shitty to me.
Was that not all, was that not what you signed up for?
Can you explain a little bit more than, I guess, about like maybe aftercare and how that works?
I could.
And then we can talk about how he was shitty or what you weren't getting or what you were supposed to get.
Yeah. Well, aftercare was one that he kind of failed in because he was selfish. So he wants you to give. And then it's a trade-off. Like, even though it's a power exchange, you still have to act like a master, act like a dom. Like, you can't cane me for 2 hours and then go away. Aftercare is important because...
Well, like the aftercare.
Yeah, those endorphins, like you're on a high, you go numb because of endorphins.
Right.
So when the pain stops, endorphins drop completely. Mm-hmm. And you go into sub-drop, which I've gone into. I've slept for 2 days and I was crying hysterically and couldn't stop. And we didn't know why, because he was new to it. I was new to it. He had never had a woman who had went into a sub-drop. So
sub-drop.
Yeah.
What's the sub-drop?
Sub-drop
is the psychological
It's almost like it's the emotional part of, like, if you're in a scene, like a BDSM scene, and you're being whipped or you're being caned or you're being paddled, you're being tortured, drowned, waterboarded, whatever you're into, you're high on endorphins. Like, and you can eventually go into like a subspace where you can no longer, the lines blur and you can't tell him or her to stop because you feel nothing. Like you're in a cloud. Like it's like you're literally above yourself watching these things happen to you. So then when they stop, everything drops. So you're just like a world of like hormones and emotions come crashing down. And if they don't do aftercare,
what
which is
proper aftercare?
Yeah. For me, my proper aftercare, I needed attention. Like I'm sitting here crying and like snotty.
What was your perfect? I can describe my perfect one. Like I want to hear what yours is.
Okay. Like he would take me to the bathroom. He would bathe me. Like we would get in the shower. He would basically clean me. He would bring me blankets, bring me food, and he would just be there. Like we would cuddle until I felt better. And the next day it was like it never even happened. But if I didn't do that, like I'm a mess the next 2 days. I'm depressed. I'm crying.
I'm
sad.
I've never not really had aftercare. I've had some better than others.
Yeah,
but I've been bathed too, and that I really liked. Like that, something that like really intimate that I saw in Secretary too. Was like washing my hair,
yeah,
like everything. That I was like, oh my god,
you let these white men wash your hair?
You ain't shit you be for having? That.
I'm asking because you have weave and tracks.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna
shit.
Say this again.
like what's that?
Tracks sewn in, but like you think that I ain't got weave that can't get wet?
I mean, but there's a way to wash it.
But I get what she's saying because white men will be like.
I mean, there's still a way to wash it.
Okay, to be fair,
I think
everyone that listens to the show should know well enough. I'm fucking white boys that's with it. Like, they get it.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Feel my hair.
Seriously. I mean, no, I see it, but I'm not. Like, I go to the Dominicans. I don't even wash my own hair.
Like, you can't. It ain't going nowhere.
The braids got to dry underneath. I'm not just letting niggas wash my hair in the shower.
I don't have someone else wash my hair all the time.
Yeah. But it's just like,
I enjoy it.
And my hair is short, so, you know, they can just wash my hair. I'm like, yes. Wash my little bit of hair.
It's
going to dry.
It's like this full on bathing. You know what I mean? And then, my
it's the
thing
intimacy
is, like,
behind
feeding
it.
Feeding me, like bringing me food.
Yes. Yes. It's a real thing. Like those two things, like it's something about the bathing and the food that just makes everything better.
So like, how, bring did, me water. How did this, and I kind of don't, I want to get a little personal here. What do you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal.
Okay. To where this kink or this lifestyle, did it not flow back into work? Because if you're telling me you were crying for 2 days or couldn't get out of the bed for 2 days, how did this lifestyle affect what you do for a living, and which is a whole nother setting?
Yeah. Well, anything that we would do that was really, really harsh, like the caning, we did wax play, like things like that, we would do it on the weekends. So I would have time to recover. But like if I'm caned or paddled, just sitting down very slowly at my desk, because if I sit too hard, I'm like jumping back up.
Like, it's like when you get fucked really hard and you can feel it in your pussy all day.
Yes.
I think it's kind of like that.
That's why I don't like anal sex. I don't even shit the
I'm here for
it.
I'm
right.
So
like,
pro
I
anal sex. I don't love anal.
I walk different. I'd be like, they know I got fucked
but
in my
see,
ass.
But when you're used
like
to having anal,
thing.
Then it works.
You know when you get fucked hard, you'd be like, I've texted niggas like, I still feel you in my pussy.
Me too. Yeah, I just did that.
You know what? We are really on some sub shit, kid. I want to go back to one thing. I just wrote it down.
I'm listening.
You, when Mandy was drowning, we were talking about this fantasy that I thought, and I don't really know the name of it, where I like saw porn where a girl was getting fucked in a bathtub and then like her face went in and out of it, like not like full on pushing
that's
down.
That's you know?
Right. But is it drowning? And then you said waterboarding.
Waterboarding. Like
What's
literally.
Waterboarding?
What is like, that? I want to call, well, I'm not going to call her name, but one of his subs was into waterboarding. And she was into the whole tub drowning thing as well. So
is it while you get fucked?
He would have a Hitachi, like the magic wand, like strapped to her. And he would put like a wet cloth over her face and would pour water. So you physically feel like you're drowning. It's
they
a psychological
did that shit on Scandal, bitch.
They do that shit. Like that's the government. Yes.
I don't know if I really
she liked
that.
To be tortured.
That's like some real torture shit.
She was, yeah, she
let
was
me
really
it.
Into
I
like,
mean, I just want to get fucked and like we in the water and it's like, ooh, oh, too
that,
much.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, I feel like that's kind of like, it's not like vanilla-ish, but that's some heavy shit. But like the waterboarding,
what's that?
They do
that's literally like,
oh, that
it's
was
like
it.
Yeah, like you put like a rag over their face and you just pour water. So
that's
she's
like
getting pleasure.
That's like suffocation.
Well, I mean, yeah. Into asphyxiation, I guess you'd kind of like that. It's just like next level.
But you can like actually die from waterboarding.
You
so
can,
you have to be very
that.
Careful. Like your lungs, like psychologically and physically, your body will think that you're drowning and your lungs will fill up as if you're drowning and there's no water going into your body at all. So yeah.
But anyway, her podcast is Kinks with Kiki.
Clearly.
I want you to pub your shit as much as you want.
You really be into this shit. Yeah.
Here's something I want to get into.
Okay.
You actually, all the questions that I wrote down, we somehow got there. There's one thing in particular that happened to me and some shaming that I kind of deal with on my own. My first dominating experience wasn't with a white dude, which many people may not know. Like, my first real, like, over-the-top one, yeah, but, like, I've been with black men that have dominated me, and then I started dating white guys when I moved to New York because they're just all around, and, like, I was getting into Europeans.
Right, I don't even know where black people
and it was,
are.
Like, fun.
And I work on Wall Street. Like, they really are.
It
like, they're
all the strip
everywhere.
Clubs. I'm not going to Brooklyn. Where do I meet some fucking
but
black
niggas? But seriously, though, like
Brooklyn.
In your circle.
And I ain't going
but
to
now, it's more than it is the white thing. It's more like conquering the European territories, I feel like. Like, you know, I be covering each one. So we we had an episode with Marcus Black from Love and Hip Hop, and I think
it
I
went
put,
south.
I put
real
it in
quick.
Our top 10 because so we were flirting at the beginning of the episode, and he was into me and shit. And even I don't know if I talked about dominating shit. Mm-hmm. I think I did, but something came up about me fucking with white dudes, and his whole demeanor changed. And
it
he was
like,
"I can't believe you let white men do this to you." So I want to talk to you specifically.
Don't be on the Hotep shit.
No, it was. Like, you don't
Don't
understand.
Be on the Hotep shit.
We didn't
shit.
Have video at this time, and I don't think it resonated with people, but he legit, this was him. And we got video now, so I'm going to show y'all what the fuck Marcus Black did. Oh, you date white men?
Whoa.
No. It wasn't more the white men. It was like, you let white men dominate you.
And he was like, wait, you let them spit on you, then brought it into slavery and stuff. But literally,
Hotep shit. This, like, no, this, don't this, do that.
This, right. He literally leaned back and was pretty much like,
wait,
all right, I'm done with
five?
This conversation.
I was really confused.
Yeah. Kitty.
Because I guess what I forget that people don't understand is that submissives ask for this type of pleasure.
Yes.
Right? Whether it be plain, it's my pleasure.
It's consensual.
It's like,
we decided, spit on me. I want
luckily,
you to.
Because I'm sure the subs have maybe gone through, and I haven't had a bad experience yet, but I've never really been through something where I didn't ask for it. Like, I have been like, I've either had a dom mention some things and see what are my limits, and they surprise me with those beforehand, or I ask for it. Okay, hey, like tonight, I want you to do this, and this to me.
Right.
I mean, everything down to like the safe word needing it, like, so I was very surprised that he just thinks white boys is coming and like slapping the shit out of me because they feel like it.
No,
and I said
I'd
to
let
him,
them do it.
Do you think even if I left the studio and fucked you today, like, you gonna be able to do this shit to
right.
me? No, motherfucker.
Like, I have to give you consent. That is the biggest thing.
Give the power to you.
Exactly.
And the shots are called on my end. So I want to know, because the episode you had called Submissive Feminist, how can we still be feminists and be subs?
Good question.
So in my opinion, you can still have your reserves when it comes to like the feminist movement. You can be a submissive to your man. I feel like you have all the power being the submissive, even though it's a power exchange and you're like, I'm going to give this to you because I want, but you ultimately have the upper hand. That kind of makes you feminist because you're like, you're taking back your own agency.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm giving you the right to do this, my free will as a woman, I'm allowing you to do this. That's why I feel like you can still be submissive and you can be feminist at the same time, because like with feminism, you still want to be equal. And in some sense, you are equal because you're like, okay, so we're going to do this. We've agreed. This is what I want. This is what you want. But just know that I hold all the cards here, because at the end of the day, they can't do anything without you saying yes, we're going to do that. Yeah. Yes, I want to do this. So
I really want to like break that idea of
this was exactly like what you just said was so good.
Perfect.
Because especially back in the day, even if we just go into maybe before the 1950s,
right, women, it wasn't equal.
It was not equal. Mm. And women couldn't even say no to their husbands, whether they wanted sex or not. They couldn't really.
A lot of people still feel like you can't rape your wife. A lot of people will tell you you can't rape your wife.
You can absolutely rape your wife. 100%. She says no, she means no.
And that's why people with birth control, that was like the first stage to women taking ownership of their bodies
movement,
and being able to control what we did as sex. It's like, yes, we did this, but I don't want the baby. And just having the option for a woman to do that.
Right.
So you saying exactly what you said in submissive, because of course I questioned like, bitch, you let him do all that, but I think that
but
is
you have
empowering.
All the power.
That's
yes.
very empowering to allow that. So
and you got to remember too, really like sometimes I do it just for the after.
Yeah,
like I like that shit. I'd be like, okay, spank me a little because now you got to like be all up on me and like, I was gonna say just thinking about it, I think Donald Trump was accused of raping his first wife. Right,
I'm not surprised. Not at all.
Donald
He's trash.
Trump accused of everything.
I mean, exactly,
but like
treason.
Everything real
bad. Treason.
My Trump.
Trash.
You absolutely, just because, you know, you get to a certain stage of your life, like marriage, I don't owe you shit. You don't have to fuck my ass. You don't have to do all these things to me. I mean, these are things that like come with my consent, me asking, you introducing,
exactly.
and me acknowledging. I also want to ask you, how do other Black women that aren't in the life view you?
Ooh.
Mm, that's a good question.
Ooh, okay.
Sorry.
So it's all
we
good.
We talk about like, shit and pee and throwing up.
Majority of my friends are Black women.
Okay.
My roommate is a Black woman. So
most of my
having
friends are Black women, yeah.
Having to explain, like I had to explain to like my closest friends, like my best friends, like, so I'm going into a dominant submission relationship and they're like, bitch, we don't do that. Like, Black women don't do that. We don't listen to no nigga. They don't tell us what to do. And it was like, they kind of frowned upon it because they didn't know. And I was kind of in that same boat when I first, like, was introduced to it. I'm like, you're not doing that to me. I don't know you like that.
Yeah.
When I explained it to them in detail, like, I had to physically sit my friends down and was like, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is how it works. This is who he is. This is my role. This is his role. When I explained it, they had a little bit more understanding of it. But because we're Black people and the stigma behind like BDSM being white people shit, they didn't understand.
Do you find that when you're dating and you tell someone, like, do you normally have a preference with dating? Do you like, what do you see that you're like, can you talk about that?
Recently I've been dating this guy. We were just dating casually and we were talking about becoming exclusive.
No, like ethnicity I'm talking about.
Oh, he was white.
Okay.
And
do you find that you're dating more Black or white men or what?
There's
more
because
white
I'm
people
in New
the
York,
lifestyle.
I'm dating like a mixture of men. So like Black, white, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban. That's my
neighborhood. Have you had a conversation where you had to introduce your lifestyle?
I did. And it didn't go well. So I'm kind of afraid now because I'm like, I don't know how to approach men when we get to the conversation of sex. And I'm like, oh, I'm into this. Like you can tie me up and choke me and blindfold me and gag me. And like, they're like, bitch, you into too much. I'm not with it. And that's what happened with the guy recently. Like, we had been dating for a while, and he was like, I'm just not with it.
Were you already having sex?
No. We were going to get to that point. So I'm like, I should let you know in advance. Okay. This is what I'm into.
So do you suggest that for someone that is into some kinkier shit that, like, maybe if they start having sex, bring it up before the sex? Or,
way
like,
before.
Have sex, have vanilla sex, so to speak, and then bring up your kinks midway? Because when I meet someone,
she doesn't like to talk about sex.
I feel like transparency is best. So at this point, I'm letting
them
know
in
front.
Like I'm talking about, I like to have sex. It doesn't necessarily have to be BDSM. That's why I don't.
Same.
It's not like I don't appreciate transparency. I mean, I don't talk about communication on the show all day, every day for no reason. But I also feel like that BDSM part of me isn't necessary before sex. So that's why
it is.
Me too.
And is that because you can't?
I can get off, like, whether it's vanilla or if it's, like, a BDSM type sexual.
With me, too. Like, as far as I just won't engage in sex with a guy.
No, at all.
If I know that he's not into the things I have or he puts
his
nose up. But, like,
specifically.
No, with what I want. The pegging, being dom, role playing, like, all of that different. All the things that I enjoy in the bedroom. If we're talking and we haven't had sex yet and you're doing the whole nose up
and that's exactly
and
what he
like
did
that,
I'm not even gonna go
I'm
there
I'm not
wrong.
Even gonna
I
go there
really
with
have
you
a gauge
I'm not
now that
there
I have
you.
This podcast of like someone's opinion of non-vanilla sex, but I think that for me the reason I haven't really been interested in telling is because I'm starting to be more open to the idea that not every sex partner will be in the same realm.
That's true.
Well, 24/7 doesn't let me peg him, so I don't need every guy to be into that. But I also don't want to be with someone who's closed-minded.
I don't want to be sheltered.
To know where I don't have the option to, when I want that to happen, I don't want to, what if we date one day? What if we take this
but
further?
But not everybody and can I know- be a, that's the thing. Like, if I like someone and I want to sleep with them and they're fun in bed and they're sexy, but they just can't dominate me, then I don't want to never sleep with him.
I want a nigga who could sub.
I want a guy who could sub with me.
I like to. It's a deal breaker. Right. So a lot of guys
it's not necessarily one for me.
And I need someone to know that either A, I can open up down the line and you're open to trying things.
Right.
So even if you tell me, nah, I ain't never did that shit, but you know, you never know.
Right.
I'll take that over, oh, nah, bro, ain't nobody doing that. Like,
I'm going to say I would be that way for someone I plan on being more serious with. But while I want to introduce like different sex partners in my life, I don't really have that right now, but I'm trying to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I just can't write them all off if they ain't all done.
I had to write them off like because I wanted to be serious with him.
I know, but I don't need it every time.
Like if we're eight months down the road and I get the like in the mood and I'm like, choke me, tie me up, spank me, spit on me, like, and he's like, I'm not with the shits. Now I've wasted 6 to 8 months, and I have like mm-hmm. emotional time invested in this man, and now I'm like,
getting emotional with someone. So I'm talking about, I'm looking for just different sex partners, men or women, whatever.
I didn't have that, but I'm really big on not having sex just to go through the motions.
True.
And I've said this often, like, well, I'm now
yeah,
at
but
a
good
time.
Good sex isn't necessarily just going through the motions. Like, well, you could have good sex and not be touching a nigga booty
but
hole.
But at the same time, I need to know, like, there's some level of sexual chemistry as well.
Right.
Absolutely.
But you just said with 24/7, right. you're not doing anything anally.
But you have to be sexually compatible.
But you're
not
you
even
like
open to my options.
I do like fucking
him. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't lick the ass's balls. So to me, I don't lick the ass, goddammit. Like, that's like, but I enjoy being dominated by him, but that's in a switch aspect.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel in control when I suck his dick. So to me, there's still a level of sub-dom because I feel completely in control when
and that's
because
all mental
out.
Too.
You literally hold all the cards.
I literally hold all the cards.
It's a dominant thing.
Yeah, but
quote unquote.
Even with me
but
having.
But if it makes you feel good, then
well,
that's.
Well, he's not control. I literally do everything and I'm like, this is how you like, I know exactly.
Right.
I tell him even the direction I'm going. Like, I'm going lower. It's not me asking or me texting.
You're telling.
I'm in charge.
And that's what you do as a dom.
Exactly. Right. And so when it comes to, but I'm saying, even if you go to where you want multiple sex partners, to me, being as someone who's an advocate of casual sex and I've had multiple sex partners at any given moment in my life, I want those people who I'm having sex with to be sexually compatible.
And I think that we can all agree that I'm not going to fuck someone that I'm not sexually compatible with. But I will say that personally, maybe not for the both of you, but for me, I do not need to have dominating sex for it to be good. So I am perfectly fine with having someone that I fuck from time to time that can't be a dom. They could fuck the shit out of me and not DDLG me. You know what I mean?
But then what if you want that from that person and they can't give it to you?
I mean, my main partner gives me everything I need.
See, that's what you, I haven't gotten that yet. That's what I'm looking for. Right. Like, then if casual comes into the, like,
But, like, I just kind of, like, want to, like, switch it up. And so I'm cool with just, like.
That's because you have it consistently in your life
now.
I don't have it consistent.
Right.
So it's, like, I don't want to, like, kind of gamble.
I get
like,
that.
Maybe I'll
get
it.
Yeah, I'm looking for side
niggas. Yeah.
Agreed. That's basically what I'm looking for. Let's get to some home mail. Our first question is from Miss Anonymous. I like this question a lot. Over the last 2-3 years as a woman, I've had experience with escorts. It started as an exciting experience while at a university, but it progressed into a more occasional thing. I've been with about 4 or 5 each year and have enjoyed my experiences, usually going for girls that are down to earth, laid back, not the porn star trashy types. The problem is I'm worried I may be becoming too reliant for sexual experiences with escorts. And the question is if I should be putting that time and all caps money into finding a girl. It doesn't help that I'm kind of shy when approaching them. What are your opinions? Love the show, by the way. It's always great to get an understanding of how girls tick in the bedroom.
So it's a woman who's been paying for escorts, and now she wants a relationship, and she doesn't know how to have one.
Did she say she wants a relationship?
She wants. She's basically saying she wants something more serious now, and she doesn't want to pay for it, which rightfully so.
Oh, but she doesn't know how to go up to
them.
So first thing, there's nothing wrong with you having the majority of your sexual experiences with an escort. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that, first of all, paying for sex means it's on your time.
Yeah.
So if you're not seeing anyone and the majority of your experiences are with, you know, you paying for them, it is what it is. You're single.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so unless you find someone, like, approach them, then no. If you want to get fucked and you want to pay for it and you like it.
Exactly. I'll take them coins, sis. Come eat this pussy for some dollars. Shit, bitch.
Let's click on the email.
Bitch, go ahead. Real.
And you're in college, too, you said. So I can understand why you probably not wanted to.
She uses that financial aid. She using financial aid on the pussy.
It's like women everywhere in college. It's women and men. Like, it's like a buffet, just a free for all. Like,
I know. Why are you paying?
So, how are you shy with random, like, everyday people, but you're not shy with
people?
It's a service. It's a service.
So, I was going to, speaking of online, I was going to say, if you don't know how to approach women, then start off slow with probably how you're finding the escorts going online.
Exactly.
There's Her, that's a lesbian app. And I think that that would be a good way to start so that you don't have to go up to someone. The instant gratification of swiping left and right and being able to just talk that way, it's a lot more easy and a passive thing than going up to someone in a bar. So I would suggest online dating, sis. And, like, I really hope it works out for you, but I want you to know there is nothing wrong with all your experiences being that way. I've been saying, like, if I go through a time where, like, I'm single again or something like that, I am, like, I really want to pay for dick. I want to hire a fucking sex worker that is, like, meant to do this shit. I want to fucking go through a catalog of dicks, and I want to be like, yeah, so we're going to meet here.
Not a catalog.
And this is how much, and it's going to be overnight. Like, I really want to. I don't know what sense of power that's going to give me, but.
The control.
Because you're, I feel like, all the shots. Yes, you can get dick for free, but there is still something in that man that feels like he got you and not me.
Well, I know a whole lot of niggas that'll take some bread with their broke asses. And they broke, so you know that.
I want a pro hoe.
Well, they broke niggas are pro hoes. They get these broke niggas. I know pro hoes. Move them in and all. So their dick is godly.
Like, how
and
are you
can go
them?
Ahead and drop some money because they need it.
The dick is godly.
They need the fucking money.
It'd be like the most well put together women that be going for, like, the bummiest niggas.
The, so,
like,
I don't understand.
Like, how are you pregnant by this
dick? Because they have nothing else better to do but watch porn and
time.
God damn it.
The next home meal we have is advice for this whore of a mother. Let me start by saying, I love you guys. I'm on episode 20. Anyways, I need some advice.
Girl, you got a long way to go, bitch.
Hope you still love us, but damn, how's she even going to get to the question?
Episode 20. Bitch, she going to hear this shit next year.
I'm newly single. I left my ain't shit husband. Congrats. Let's give a round of applause for you leaving an ain't shit
trash nigga. Because
a lot of bitches don't want to be alone.
True.
Long story short, I'm sexually attached to women, but I have never been with one. I was down for a threesome, but my ain't shit husband, damn, we really gonna call him that, had an affair on me with not one, but multiple women. How he got caught was he butt dialed me in the act. I left him. We were separated for a year until I took his sorry ass back. She cannot even talk about him without adding the adjective.
Sorry ass.
I love this.
Boy,
took
shit.
His sorry ass back 2 years ago. Because I wasn't with his ain't shit ass. I wasn't sexually attached to him, and I never got my nut unless I played with myself.
Oh, damn.
I stopped sucking his
dick.
Them
type of niggas don't deserve threesomes.
You ain't shit,
nah.
And you not making me
I stopped sucking his dick, and we went from having sex daily to once a month because I wasn't sexually attracted to him anymore. We have separated again, and this time we realize it's for good. Let me say, I'm sexy as fuck. I'm beautiful. I'm freak nasty in bed. I'm young, 28, mother of four. And my question is,
how does he bend them out?
I mean,
28 with four. I mean, I guess.
I want to be pleased again. I have a lot of fetishes that I never did with my husband because I didn't trust him and he isn't loyal. I want to be with a girl, and I also want to have my first threesome, but where do I start? I've been married for 8 years with four children. How do I go back to my hoe ways after many years? Love the mother first, but whore second.
Are you a mom?
No.
No children.
Doing the mom question without a mom.
Because I think it's, like, still good to give advice. We don't have to be moms. Yeah. Like, we don't always interview women that have kids. So, like, I don't know when we're going to get to this, but I mean, we all have friends with kids. You know what I mean?
True.
And I feel like
they hoe.
I think that you have to get over, at least my hoe friends with kids, you have to get over the complex of either feeling like men don't want you because you have kids.
Ooh, yes.
Feeling like you're being wrong for fucking around and being a mom. I mean, you got to. I mean, look at Amber Rose. Like, she has a kid. She I think she's
here.
An awesome mom. I really
do.
Yeah,
she is.
I mean, I know we can't
look
judge.
Look how smart Sebastian is.
We can't judge from Instagram, so but, like, damn, so she seems so dope. And they have such a cool relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, she's a self-proclaimed slut. And I don't know. I feel like if you just want sex. This is just me. We may be able to ask Dubs when she comes back on, but I don't really find like it's so necessary if you're just looking for sex to share so much detail. If you just want to get fucked,
right?
Why share everything about yourself if you feel like that's going to scare a motherfucker away? If it's just sex, I can't speak of dating, but you're talking about home.
Right. And she seems confident. She says she's sexy as fuck and all that. So, like,
bitch, so it's if just you're getting out there.
Just you, get out there.
Yeah. You tell Day Day, Baby, Kiki, and...
Kiki,
all of them. Get to the babysitter, bitch, and get you some dick.
Like, that's it.
You know, I think even for like being so hurt over a relationship so long, like if sex is really what you want, like maybe you don't even need dating right now. Yeah. Just get fucked. Like, you don't need to tell them niggas about you.
Like, get you a dude, get you a girl. Like,
how many men have it. I don't know if this is happening, y'all, but I've been with men or been on a few dates and found out they had kids way later than I thought.
It was always, I was told, like,
what?
Up front.
You had kids?
Yeah.
I was always told up front.
If niggas can do it, you can do it too. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. Well, and I think she mentioned then there's something to wanting a threesome. Wanting
find
to
a couple
with a woman. I think maybe the couple would be the route
that
to go
with
perfect.
That would be
perfect. Look, Dubs,
maybe
the unicorn we had on has a son.
And if you can actually go on Tinder, Hinge, like there's so many apps now, but there's so many couples now openly looking for a third.
Yes, it is so many.
To me, that would be the easier route to go is to, for you to join a couple. Now that you're single, you can come in as someone who may not be looking for that emotional attachment.
Right.
You just got out of an 8-year relationship and go ahead and maybe try being a third in a couple. And they can do like what Weezy said. Like, they can take you out on a date. You
and
can
they feel, probably pay for the babysitter.
Yeah. Look, all of that. So,
look online. Dub, yeah. If you probably have heard the episode, I think it was 17.
17.
She's a unicorn with a kid. And, like, she be telling me, like, she will schedule things with the couples. Let them know, like, hey, I have my son, blah, blah, blah. I mean, and you can get treated to all of the things you want without the sexual attachment. And frankly,
right.
I hate to say it like this. It sounds really fucked up. But I feel like couples are unicorns are as they are harder to find, whereas a single man might try to be picky about them kids.
Absolutely.
And a couple is gonna be like, hey, it's not gonna be long term anyway, like I don't give a fuck, you're
right.
fucking hot.
But a unicorn
when are we
situation
find another single woman that's into both
can, yeah.
So
right.
if you're not looking to delve into another relationship or anything like that, like this could be an option for you. So I think that, again, try the dating apps, try maybe couples, go
absolutely.
Try about it that way. I think actually we gave her solid advice.
Yeah.
So before we get out of here, go ahead and let our listeners know again where they can find you, where they can reach you, and maybe where they can talk to you more about their kinks.
My podcast and all of my handles is Kinks with Kiki. That is K-E-K-E.
We all know how to spell Kiki now, girl.
Well, look,
Kiki.
Some people spell it K-I-K-I. You never know.
They wrong. Come on now.
If you want to email me, you can email me at kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. Ask me questions. If you want to know things about me, I'm pretty sure I'll be posting some more perv shit later. So if you have any questions, concerns, definitely reach out to me.
And
you
have a great Insta page. Yeah. I really like it. And
thank
it's funny because every time I'm on the Horrible Decisions feed, whenever I see something I like, it's from Kings with Kiki.
Yeah, so it's really dope. But not only that, guys, if there was something in this episode that maybe you related to, that maybe we didn't ask a question about, go ahead and hit Kiki up. She's
absolutely.
She's very active on social media. She was just on my live this morning.
I'm
like, hey, Kiki.
See you later.
And again, thank you guys for everyone who's patrons and supporting this show. Again, we're trying to, give you guys content, give you guys dialogue and conversations to talk about. Before we go, I do want to give a huge shout out to Lovers Quarrel, to Grassroots Podcast, to Black Girls Texting, to Shit Talk, like all of the podcasts that I was on in the last month or so. I hope you guys enjoyed my interviews with them, as well as Sophisticated Ignorance. Again, if you guys are looking for more podcasts to tune into, Weezy was also just on, what was it, Bad Mothers?
Good Moms, Bad Choices.
There you go.
Good Moms, Bad Choices.
There you go.
By the way, one of the girls on that episode tells a story about how she got paid to fuck and to get in jail for the first time and fucking a car, and it was so good.
So again, me and Weezy have been guests on other podcasts. So again, if you feel like you listening to us only one time a week is not good, and maybe you don't have the coins to become a patron yet, just search Horrible Decisions, and we have been guests on quite a few other podcasts. So again, shout out to those people. Shout out to everyone creating podcasts. Also, one last shout out. Unspoken Conversations. Shout out to you for shouting us out and bringing us up on the Breakfast Club. That is the number one radio show in the fucking country.
And
shout out
for
Charlamagne.
That's a lot of love.
Yes.
If you call a radio station to promote
your own
shit
show
and then Charlamagne's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and by the way, horrible decisions.
It's the shit. Like, super dope. And I appreciate you for, we know the podcast community becomes kind of like a family and we all are just trying to, you know, make ourselves a name. So we appreciate all of the support that we've gotten from other podcasts, other radio personalities, and of course, the love on social media. So thank you guys so much for doing that. And thank you for Kiki for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, ho!